The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
I'm willing to put my reputation on the line and say that I think a great white is going to get seen in British or more likely Irish seas in the next couple of years. And here are my reasons. I think that we have changed the way we use the seas. There are far more people out there now, you know, using the sea for surfing, for fishing, for wildlife watching, and for shark diving as well. People going out looking for basking sharks, using drones to do so off the west coast of Ireland, and finding them in an abundance.
Well, that was Steve Backshall there, a UK wildlife expert, predicting great white sharks in our waters. Well, we're joined now by Ken O'Sullivan, documentary maker and ocean conservationist, and he joins me now. Thanks so much, Ken. So first of all, do you agree with Steve that they are on their way to our waters, or indeed perhaps here already?
Hi, Ciara, how are you? Look, I don't know what I can tell you. I think there's a very good chance they could be here. They live in subtropical and temperate waters, which is what we have in Ireland, temperate seas. There's every chance they could be here. And Steve is right that there are more people going into the sea. There are more people using drones, more people diving. There's every chance we might see them. This is their habitat. And I have spent years and years trying to see, among others, great whites, porbeagle, they're in the same family, mako sharks. And it takes forever, but I haven't seen one yet. I hope I do. I hope I do. And I hope, Ciara, that we can create education and awareness and dispel this misnomer that these are just man killers, that are, you know, human killers that are just out to get us and lurking beneath the surface.
Well, I know people are going to be listening thinking you might hope to see them, Ken, but I don't want to see one as I'm walking along in Chidoney Beach or in for my swim in the Five Fingers in Donegal anytime soon.
Why not, Ciara?
Because
Tell me what your fear is based on.
Death?
Okay, so let's look at statistics, and I'm sorry, I'm just being an antagonist here. There are between probably 7 or 8 people globally killed by sharks every year. 400 species of sharks, 4 or 5 that are known to be aggressive, and we'll say that in quotes. That's because they're territorial animals. Almost all of the attacks happen in Australia, Florida, and more recently in Cape Cod. People are killing up to 270 million sharks every year. So who's the dangerous species?
Why are the sharks being killed, Ken?
Such vast numbers. Probably the largest thing is shark fin soup. So in certain countries in Asia and China, they have this myth, a bit like the rhino horn, that if you make a soup from shark fin, that it cures cancer, it cures male impotence, yada, yada. I wouldn't depend on it. It's you know, it goes back to probably medieval times, dark ages, and it's rubbish. It's absolute rubbish. There's nothing. Shark fins are made from cartilage, but they're worth more than their weight in gold, because Nouveau Riche in China in the East would pay $100 a bowl for shark fin soup. So look, if you're a very poor person in Indonesia or somewhere like that, you know, and you can get big money for a shark, then people are going out to kill sharks. But look, we had a Spanish boat arrested by our authorities in Cork about 10 years ago for illegally fishing sharks. They came in, they had the fins of 5,000 blue sharks on board, arrested, brought into Castletown Bear. You know, it's chronic. It's illegal to be doing this in European waters, but it is happening. But the point, to go back to the original thing, is I can find no credible record of anybody being attacked by a shark in Ireland. And even in the UK waters, there's about 2 or 3 incidents. And I'm very aware of one of them because I spoke to the people involved, and it was a complete poor behaviour by somebody, accidental poor behaviour.
Steve did say there, Steve Backshall, in that clip, that he thought they were likely to be in UK waters, but actually more likely to be in Irish waters, or indeed spotted in Irish waters first. Why is that? What is the environment in our waters that makes them attracted to coming here?
Oh, the word is out. Everybody from the UK now is coming to Ireland because they realise our waters are more fertile, our Atlantic waters in particular. So, you know, basking sharks in particular, we get way more sightings than they do in the UK. So they belong to a family known as mackerel sharks, which also contains porbeagles, which we once had abundantly in Ireland. They still have a few, and mako sharks, and also salmon sharks, which are up in I think Greenland, but you know, so they would eat, they would feed on salmon as juveniles, and then they'd feed on seals as they get older, and probably will just forage on anything they can come across. So this is the kind of habitat that they would be in. Traditionally, we would have had lots of fish and lots of food for them in the waters. Now, I think they're classed as endangered in eastern Atlantic waters. That would be our side of the Atlantic. You know, one of the reasons would be that there aren't enough food for them. But this is the habitat that they would live in. And if we go across to something like, say, for example, Cape Cod or South Africa, which would be in parts of South Africa, it's a similar latitudes to us. You know, they traditionally had huge numbers of great whites in the water. But then their coastlines are different and people were probably more looking for them than they have been in Ireland.
Well, are they actively looking for them in Ireland, or is it likely that it'll be somebody out fishing or somebody out surfing or somebody out with a drone or an underwater camera that'll just find themselves lucky someday to spot one?
Well, look, I don't know, but it seems like everyone has a drone these days. So, yeah, that's possibly what will happen. There are some research projects ongoing in Ireland where people have been looking for sharks like that. But, yeah, I suspect something like that. But just to give you kind of an insight, like I spent 9 years trying to film a porbeagle shark underwater in Ireland. And then eventually we found one off the north coast. And this large female did circle us three times and left. That's what I got from 9 years effort. And we're currently making a new marine natural history series for RTE. Today is day 22 that I've been searching for smaller sharks off the Kerry coast. And all I've had so far is yesterday we had one lesser spotted dogfish, which are sharks, the smallest species of shark in Ireland. So that's because they're very rare. A lot have been fished out. Their habitats have been destructed. But also, they're so incredibly shy. My biggest problem, if I try to film blue sharks or porbeagles, once I get in the water, they vamoose, as any wild animal would do. So
they're not going to be coming up to shoreline. They're not going to be going in where you go for your paddle or your sea swim or your bait.
Well, you know, even if they are, they avoid us like the plague, because the instinct of a wild animal is if it sees something it doesn't know or understand, it takes off. And the reality of any of the shark attacks that occur in different parts of the world is usually they mistake us for something else, for example, a seal. So a lot of them happen to surfers because the surf zone, the water visibility is very poor. They come and take a bite out of my leg. They realize, oh, you're too bony and skinny, you're not a seal, and they go away. But the thing is that bite could have done considerable damage. So this is the reality. So the idea that, you know, that I suppose our understanding, it's an emotional fear that has come from movies like Jaws. Mm. And just to tell you, the story behind Jaws is the guy who wrote the book that Jaws was based on, Peter Benchley, and wrote the screenplay, after he saw the prejudice that his film had created against sharks, he spent the rest of his life making documentaries about shark conservation and trying to convince people.
And yet my kids have never seen Jaws and they're absolutely terrified of the idea of sharks, because that's how they're portrayed in kids' books, as these terrifying animals with these really sharp teeth that are out to get you.
Absolutely. And you know, we did a documentary in 2014 and we had a lot of stuff about sharks for RTE. And I was really delighted because I tried to get everything into the newspapers. The Irish Sun did a full page feature about how sharks aren't actually man killers. But you know what? Every summer from now on, Ciara, you'll see, particularly the UK tabloids, you know, they've got headlines like "Bloodbath on Britain's Beaches." There was a thing there a few years ago. Somebody had tagged a great white in the middle of the Atlantic, 3,000 kilometres from Ireland, and it had swam a few hundred kilometres east. No, that could be anywhere, right? Say, oh, it's on its way to Cork. They just love these sensationalist headlines. And that's where our prejudice and our lack of understanding, I think, comes from. And as you say, children's books.
Ken O'Sullivan, I hope for your sake that you do get to see a great white shark, and I'll work on my attitude, okay, after speaking to you. I will. I'll try not to be so fearful anymore. Ken O'Sullivan, documentary maker and ocean conservationist, thank you for joining me on that.
The Clare Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.